From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Early Friday, the White House announced that the president, in consultation with his national security team, has approved a new strategy for Iran. Lawmakers say Trump will no longer certify the Iran nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, though he will not urge Congress to reapply sanctions. This is a more confrontational stance towards Iran, but it stops short of abandoning the two-year-old deal altogether. Football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are early frontrunners in Liberia's presidential election. But officials said only one-third of the ballots had been counted on Thursday, 3 days after the vote. Election Commission Chairman Jerome Corcoya warned that no winner had yet been declared and that all parties should wait for vote counting to end.
Candidates and political parties should also be patient and await the official result and not rush to premature conclusions. The commission is committed to the timely release of results, but this cannot be done at the expense of accuracy.
The Liberty Party, however, wants counting to stop, citing irregularities and fraud. With 20 people running for the West African nation's highest office, analysts do not believe anyone will win over 50% of the vote, forcing a runoff in November. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides in north and central Vietnam has jumped to 54 in one of the deadliest weather disasters to hit the country in years. Rescuers were desperately searching for 39 people still missing after heavy rains pounded several provinces this week, with forecasters warning of another major storm heading towards the country. This is VOA. The South African Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday dealt a legal blow to President Jacob Zuma, opening the way for the reinstatement of 783 charges of corruption and fraud against him, saying a lower court's previous ruling was flawed. Luvo Mafuku is National Prosecuting Authority spokesman.
I can assure the South Africans that the National Director and his team, after considering the judgment, will do what is correct in the eyes of the law, guided by the dictates of the rule of law and proper administration of justice.
President Zuma says the decision against him is disappointing. Venezuelans will go to the polls on Sunday in regional elections that are viewed as vital tests for both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Many opponents of the government doubt the country's elections authorities can ensure accurate vote counts. After the controversial election to install the pro-Maduro Constituent Assembly, which rewrote the Constitution, the company responsible for the voting machines said the vote tally had been manipulated by at least 1 million votes. The situation has the opposition scrambling to encourage voters to go to the polls. Spain warned on Friday it could lower its forecast for next year's economic growth if Catalonia's separatist challenge persists. This as concern mounts over the financial fallout from the crisis. Spain's deputy prime minister blamed Catalan president Charles Puigdemont for creating such economic uncertainty and for sinking tourism figures. She also said that Spain's government is considering lowering the growth forecast for the Spanish economy in 2018 if the standoff continues. Soraya Sáenz de Santa María is Spain's deputy prime minister. She says that today the rating agencies have warned that political and economic instability could harm the Catalan economy and that a continuation of companies exiting could end up causing a recession in Catalonia, which would undoubtedly affect overall GDP growth. The central government has given Catalan leader Charles Puigdemont until next Thursday to abandon his push for secession. Wildfires in Northern California continue to threaten homes and businesses, with much of the area under mandatory evacuation. So far, at least 31 people are confirmed dead, with hundreds missing. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says emerging research shows that investments in education play a larger role in expanding the economy than previously thought. Kim says he hopes to persuade heads of state and finance ministers to give investment in human capital the same weight they give to transportation.
That's the latest world news from VOA.